Yeah, my name's Thad Mayhew, and I'm playing Sweeney Todd, Demon Barber of Fleet Street.
And my name is Lynn Robertson, and I play the character of Mrs. Nellie Lovett.
So, Thad, tell me, what was your method for studying this character?
Oh, gosh.
Hopefully it's not real life practice.
No, but. Of course not. It's just being really familiar with the work of the piece is really important to be familiar with. The scope of the tragedy of it is what's really exciting.
What were some of the challenges that you saw whenever you've been developing this character?
Oh, the words.
Like what?
Oh, just the way that Stephen Sondheim writes. It's very, a lot of patter songs that are really wordy. And the range. Sweeney Todd has a range. It goes from very, very low to very, very high.
Okay.
In one song.
So, Lynn, from what I've gotten in the versions of Sweeney Todd that I've seen is that your character kind of comes off a little more crass than Sweeney. Would you say that? A little less refined?
Definitely.
Okay.
I would say definitely. She's pretty, she's had to survive a lot.
And you have a Cockney accent?
Yes.
Sorry. Did you have to practice that?
Oh, yes. I'm not sure if I got it yet. It was very difficult for me. I don't know why, but it's kind of one of those things where you just sort of chew your words, you know, you just. And then to speak it is one thing, and then to sing with it is another. It's kind of hard to keep.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to keep throughout.
Have you slipped into it in real life?
Yes, my daughter has told me numerous times in the last couple of weeks, would you quit talking like that, Mom? You're not very good.
That's awesome.
I know. Thanks a lot, sweetie.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about working together on stage.
During her songs, I'm completely in another world thinking about other things, so it's not like I'm interacting with her during her songs.
She totally ignores
she
me.
She basically is in a world but on her own. So, you know, like I'll... Literally, we'll maybe see this someday, but during the show, I have never seen it. I've never seen what she does yet.
There's many times I say, are you listening to me?
Yes.
Do you hear me? Well, but there's business to be taken care of.
Sure, sure. And going back to one of the...
Snapping back to reality.
And we're both of our characters are very prop heavy. Our profession, a barber. She's
and I'm a
baker. So during songs, I mean, she's got to literally deal with rolling pins and knives and real dough and that kind of stuff. And I have to deal with razor blades that are like switchblades, you know, and the shaving cream in the chair, and you have to strop to sharpen the razor blade. It's all this little stuff.
All your business.
Yes, I've got to chase around a razor blade tonight. I got to figure out the path of the razor blade tonight.
I have to with the knife mm-hmm. and the counter.
Yeah, sure. The set is really extravagant.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
How are the bodies going to actually fall if they do?
It's pretty much they do.
Are these actors or are these dummies?
Actors.
Oh, actors. Wow.
Actors, they really... And turn around and boom, down the chute they go.
That's really cool.
You might have little bruised bottoms by the end.
There are some characters that are first written in the script that get killed. Oh. But there were several that are kind of like random customers that people were all clamoring to be those people. They wanted to be the people that get killed. If you're going to be in Sweeney Todd, you might as well get killed.
It's a coveted role.
It's part of the deal.
So there are variations of this production a little bit, mm-hmm. especially with your two characters. Sometimes they have a romance, sometimes they're just strictly business. What is with you guys?
Business on my character's end.
Romance on mine.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. I've always had a fondness for him. When he was Benjamin Barker, he rented the barbershop above my pie shop. And of course he was married, I was married, but I've always liked him and had a, you know, and now my husband is gone and his wife is gone. And so I figure we should be... partners.
We create a good business for ourselves.
Mm-hmm. But it means a little more to me than it does to him.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.